morning. How are you? Hey, how are you? I'm back on the air, folks. It's good to see you. It's good to hear you. I love all of you for coming back. It's been wonderful. Oh, my God. I don't know how crazy you guys have really thought about it or know about it, but it's been wonderful. I can't tell you how wonderful it is because when you've been away from everything, it's been, when you get it back, it's amazing. If you don't know, I've spent a few months, 19, in rehab over a bent ACL. And so I'm very happy to be back and be happy also that I'm with you guys and talking and whatever you want to call it, okay? But, so, you know, let me say this to you here. If you guys haven't been here before, it's been wonderful to be here. It's hard sometimes when you don't know what's going on in life, and you know it's amazing to be there. Let me try to talk to you guys about what's going on here. If Lindsay Downs can hear this show, I hope. You know, it's to me, it's very, very difficult being hearing about all this turmoil and all. But I've been, it's almost like I've been in prison. So I've missed all of you. I've missed all of you visiting. I've missed all of you coming in. I've missed all of you just sort of being there. And so it's amazing to come back and do everything with all of you together. Okay? Now, I know that sounds really weird, and I'm just trying to tell you it's been amazingly fun. You know, it's been... It's been hard. It's been hard on a lot of things. Now, I'm going to try to get, hopefully get Lindsay Downs here. If I can't, it's going to be a very, very lonely show in a minute. Because I've been trying to, of course, I'm on the air and other people, of course, aren't. And I need to get them there. So just give me a minute, okay? Give me 2 seconds here. So, talk amongst yourselves, I know. It's also good to, of course, hear you and be with you and talk with you. It's weird to do a show again. It is very strange, and, you know, it's a weird thing to come back and do a show. You know, it's... interesting enough when you do it and everything else. And so it's become interesting. And, you know, I have had a lot of respect for people that are disabled because I am one now. And, to me, it's difficult. Let me try to explain it to you guys how difficult it is while we're waiting for Lindsay here. It's been difficult because there's been a lot of things going on, especially being handicapped now. Yes, I'm handicapped. And I'm still doing the things I used to do. And I'm amazed that I could still do them. People are like, You could still do that? Yes, I could still do that. It's great that I could still do things. You know, and it's great that I can, you know, do this with such fervor and such love. What amazes me sometimes is technology sometimes gets in the way of everything. Technology drives me nuts. Because technology is trying to get there, and I can't always get there faster than they are. And I'm trying to get there as fast as technology will let me. And I'm hoping that we can. So, talk amongst yourselves. It's always hard to do that. And hopefully, in a minute, Lindsay will be here. If not, I'm going to be doing this show solo, people. I'll hate this. You know, because I hate this, doing it solo, but that's beside the point. But thank God it's Lindsay, because other people would go and say, yeah, I'm leaving. Lindsay is one of the greatest guys in the world, but I'll say that in front of him. You know, it is amazing to deal with him and know him. It's amazing to once in a while do these shows, because it's... Some people are driving me crazy with this idea. Let me see if I can get this person on the line. Lindsay, are you there?
Finally, I'm here. Yay.
Oh, yeah. Yay. I've been trying to get there, and it's been crazy. So...
Yeah.
Before I forget, let me introduce these people to you. I think they should know who you are. This is a wonderful, excellent, almost as good as me, Mr. Rudder. all kidding aside, people, Lindsay Downs is one of the best writers I know. Not because he does my show, but because he is a great writer. Tell them about your new project.
Okay, actually it's two projects in one. The first project is an Upson PI mystery series, and the book takes place in Los Angeles, California, with the first book set in 1940. I just signed that book to my publisher.
Okay.
Today.
And who is it? Can we say, or is it secret?
Touchpoint Press.
Oh, good.
And that one will follow the Norton Upson and Maggie, his girl Friday, spoiler alert, they get married in the first book, as they solve.
It's like heart to heart. No, just kidding.
Yeah. As they solve crimes in and around Los Angeles. Murders, kidnappings, art theft, jewelry theft, you name it. And the second series that I'm working on is an Upson family mystery. The first book in that series starts in 1964 with Edward Upson, the oldest son. After he returns from Vietnam, he was wounded. He was a helicopter pilot, a slick pilot. And that one is out to my publisher also. I'm waiting to hear back from them on that. But both series, I mean, lots of research. I bring in history into the books. But to make it more realistic for the reader. And it'll, like I said, a lot of fun to write.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds very weird. I'm a writer as well as you are, and I know that. Where did you get the friggin' idea from?
I have no idea. Be honest. I have no idea where they come from. It's just, I'll be sitting around and I may be writing a book, and an idea about book in the series comes to mind. I jot the rough outline down, what it's about and stuff like that, and then finish the book I'm working on, and then I'll go on to the next one. Go ahead. So it's just one of those things where I never know where my ideas are going to come from at all.
But since you're building a family, Upton family history, are you going to sort of, dare I say, like North and South and the John Jake series had a family history and kept focusing on the family history? Are you going to do the same thing for the Uptons?
Yeah, well, all of the Upton children, there are five of them. There are four of them. I bring in the one I'm writing now, which is untitled. I bring in the three other children. Alice, who's already graduated college, she works for the State Department in Great Britain. And Norton Jr. and Thomas are twins, and they're in this story too that I'm writing now. Because I wanted to come back home, I needed to bring Edward back home from Vietnam. Because in the first book, the story starts out in the U.S., and he and Sally Grayson, who ends up being his love interest, end up going to South Vietnam because that's where the crooks went, and so they followed the trail. And I ended up doing that book and two others set in Vietnam. And now I brought them home, and that's when I brought in Norton Jr. and Thomas into they're having their own book now. And all of the kids, all four of them, will be main characters in books.
Do you have the family tree outlined already?
The first one I wrote in the series takes place in 1983, and before I could even, all I had was a rough idea in my mind of what the story was going to be about, and that's a secret, no spoiler alert, no nothing. I had to come up with an entire family I had to come up with the four children, when they were born, what they do, all of their, all of their history, to up to a certain point in the story. That before I could even start writing, and then I was able to start writing that particular book.
How did you pitch it to an editor or to a publisher of the series?
I sent them an email and asked if they would be interested in a first person murder mystery series with recurring PIs, and they said yes, send it to us, and I did, and they liked it. That's with the Upson, with the first series, the Upson PI series, that's all done in first person, and it was the first time I ever wrote first person. The family
How does it feel different than writing third person?
It took me some doing to get used to thinking in first person, because I was so used to thinking third person all the time whenever I wrote. So then when I started the first book in the series, it took me two tries. We're talking over 100,000 words that I ended up throwing away, so I could get the right feelings for with the character and everything, because everything is seen through Norton Upson's eyes. And so having just all in one point of view was difficult for me. because I'm so used to writing, you know, in third person, we'll all have, you know, different chapters will be in different POVs. But this time I had to start beginning with the single POV, and that was what was hard.
Well, let me ask you a question. I've known you a long time, and you've known me a long time. Excuse me, sorry. Since you started two different mysteries, how long does it take you to write a mystery?
These take me, you better realize I'm retired from a normal everyday job. Writing is my new normal everyday job. And I spend
exactly
6 to 8 hours writing. And it could take me a month, month and a half to do one of these books.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes research. And all my research, I keep all my research notes. So I've got, you know, I can back up. If I say something, you know, I want to be able to back it up. So that's why I keep all my research notes.
Well, have you thought of when you're doing these things, and I'm not trying to tell you how to write, but have you thought of, you've thrown historical events in there as well?
Yes, I do. I've got one, and I can't remember the title of it, but it brings in December 7th, 1941, the day that will live in infamy, when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. That called for a lot of research so I could portray and let the reader read what was happening that day. And I had to go look for, I wanted an athletic event. So I did some research and found out that there were a couple of football games that day. Okay, so let's choose one. Okay. So I chose the New York Giants versus the Brooklyn Dodgers football game. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the 1940s, the Brooklyn Dodgers was a football team and a baseball team. And they both played out of Dodger Stadium. I didn't know that. You know, so I wanted to bring that in, to bring realism into the story. Because I knew because the Japanese started bombing Pearl Harbor a few minutes before 8 o'clock on December 7th. So I had to calculate time back to, you know, to the United States, back to New York City, and then bring it forward to Los Angeles to get the time in Los Angeles. And that was not easy.
I believe you. I do understand.
Norton and Maggie and some other people who worked for them were all gathered around the radio listening to the football game when the radio station announcer breaks in and announces that the Japanese are attacking Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. I you got me impressed, but I think back to Stuart Kaminsky's wonderful series, the late Stuart Kaminsky's wonderful series where he had different heroes like Edgar Rice Burroughs and others, Leslie Charis, doing different murder mysteries. It was fascinating. And I think of that in the way like you're writing, and I love your writing. You know that.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't.
In the 7 minutes we have left, and I love you dearly, I'm sorry it's a short show. You know I'm going to get you back here.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the sit-in is as a co-host, that's how bad it may be. I'm going to have Lindsay Downs as a co-host, maybe. And I don't mean every day, but, you know. But let me do a quick announcement because I don't want people to kill me. Yes, okay. The Legal Show is coming back. It will be hopefully back on the 21st, depending on Sarah. I haven't heard my case yet. And next week, Paulette Gaines Woods with the lovely book, The Noble Anthony and His Lady Cleopatra, will be my guest next week. And so I just want to make sure that you guys tune in next week and come back and have fun, because I love feedback from you guys, even if it's like, get you off the air. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, okay. I've gotten that enough times now. I don't mind hearing it again. I'm used to it. So what else do you have other than those two books you're working on in the hopper? Anything good?
Oh, nothing much.
Lindsay?
I've written 9 books in the Ups and PI Mystery Series. And right now I'm working on book number 4 in the series. And that one, as of right now, is untitled. I just haven't come up with a title that I like for it. But at some point I will. And eventually, my Regency readers will be getting some new Regency from me.
So when do you think you'll be getting some Regency back? Now, I know, like any writer, that's like asking a miracle when you want to do it, but I'm asking, any ideas?
Sometime later on this year.
Okay.
I want to get a couple of more books in the family series written before I go back to Regency. And then after I get one or two Regencies out, I'll finish up the Ups and PI series because I'm going to take that up to probably 1960, 1962, because I want to include some the McCarthy era in the book, in at least one of the books.
Let me ask a question. You know my questions are not stupid. Do you find you have to brush up on your history to write these things?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's not unusual for me to go down the research rabbit hole 2 or 3 times in one chapter just to make sure I have things historically right.
Well, let me ask you, because we have about 3.5 minutes, and that's my fault more than yours. That's why this guy's coming back. I don't know when, but tell them what you have upcoming and when, so we can go to Amazon and bother them immensely and get your stuff.
Right now the only one I've got that's going to be coming out is Case of the Boarding House Murder. But I just signed a contract today, so I'm not sure when that will be coming out. But if you follow me on Facebook, once I get the publication date, I'll let you know and where it'll be available.
And what's your website?
I've kind of gone by the wayside. I just haven't had time.
Lindsay, I'm going to slap you. You need a website, but that's okay.
Okay.
I've known this man long enough.
See.
It's not abuse.
Yeah. Let me see if I can.
Let me ask you another question here. Is any of these books coming on other than print? Print.
They'll be ebook and they'll be print.
Have you thought of doing audio?
That's going to be up to the publisher, really.
We need to get these in audio. We really do.
I'll talk to my publisher about it and see what they say.
I think you'd be great in having these on audio. It is amazing when you listen to a book on audio. Hopefully they don't abridge it, but when they do abridge it, but when usually nowadays they do it unabridged.
Yeah.
And I listened to some mutual friends of ours who have it through Brilliance Audio, and I was amazed. So in the 2 minutes we have left, any other news we should look to the sky other than the house?
No, pretty much it, just these 2 series. Like I said, I'm going to take the Ups and PI series up to the 1960s. Like I said, I want to bring in the McCarthy area. And with the Ups and Family series, that's going to go up past 1983, probably to like 1990, into the 1990s. And then I will conclude that series and then start another series.
Well, you need to, of course, you need to, of course, 1990s, I was doing audio with KUCI-FM with Diane Chapman. So, yeah, just make sure. Yeah, I'm in it. Right. Okay, just kidding.
Okay.
I am kidding, but I said that to one person kidding, and suddenly there I am in book. Okay, we have 90 seconds left. Tell them where they can find all your lovely toys.
My books are available on Amazon. Search for Lindsay Downs, LindsaySaydowns. Right now, all you'll find are my Regencies. But like I said, I will be having the Upson series will be on Amazon and other locations, other places like Barnes & Noble and Cobol and whatever. The Upson series will be both ebook and print and maybe even audio if the publisher wants to go that route. And like I said, once I know the publication date for the Case of the Boarding House Murder, I'll be posting that on Facebook. And I'll drop you a line.
And 2-1, I'll go to the hosting party, but that's beside the point. But we have about 30 seconds, and I'm sorry that it's rushed. It's partially my fault, and I'm sorry about that. First show jitters, I know. In the 20 seconds we have left, I wanted to thank Lindsay Downs for being my first guest. Next week, Paulette Gaines-Woods comes and talks about Noble Anthony. And it'll be good to talk to you guys, and I want to hear how bad the first show sounds. Have a good night, and I'll see you next week. Night.
Good night.